right now. Let's talk about a walk through Africville being set up at the Museum of Industry in Stellarton. As we've mentioned, we've invited people from the province's Black and African Nova Scotian community to discuss whatever topic they'd like. Some of them seem obvious, like this one. If you're up in Pictou County, you're given afforded the opportunity to visit the museum on North Ford Street. Stop in and talk to and experience this. On the line with us, as mentioned, Juanita Peter. Juanita Peters, how are you, Juanita? How are you?
I am great. Good morning. You're probably hearing a lot of banging and stuff like that because, yeah, we're at the Museum of Industry, and we are setting up a brand new exhibit called A Walk Through Africville, and we're pretty excited. We open tomorrow.
Executive Director of the Africville Museum, what's on display? What did you get into the space up there?
We have an 800-foot exhibit. It's quite large,
nice.
And it's a hybrid. So it's a hybrid. So we have a couple of pieces from an exhibit that was put together 30 years ago and traveled all across the country. And when I saw that, and this year is the 30th anniversary of that particular exhibit, it inspired me to think about what we could do to enlarge on that story. So working with artist Angel Gannon, and Angel immediately felt like houses. She said, we need to have houses. And so we looked at that and we said, you know, what are the stories that we can tell about living in Africville? And so I decided to create something called A Walk Through Africville. And it's very exciting to me because I think about communities and how we function today. And, you know, what was beautiful about those particular days and living in a tight-knit community like Africville was all the things that you experienced that you thought would be so forever, like being able to walk into anybody's household, you know, if you had a bee bite or any kind of issue, which isn't so much today. And just sort of the camaraderie of people. Everybody knew everybody. We talk about the music. We talk about the food. We talk about a lot of things.
We've got, as mentioned, Juanita Peters here, Executive Director of the Africville Museum, on the show this afternoon. We're talking about the exhibit at the Museum of Industry in Stellarton, A Walk Through Africville. We started off earlier this afternoon. Dr. Afua Cooper was here to talk about, you know, the connection between our Black communities and how the War of 1812 played into some of the history. And for most or many of the people who lived in Africville, you know, there's a connection to that story, and there's this interwoven narrative about communities that, you know, were pushed, I guess is one way to put it, from one community to the other. How will this help us understand? What will this exhibit in Stellarton do for us?
Well, I'm hoping that this particular exhibit will help people understand what it feels like to walk down a road in Africville at that particular time. I'm hoping that people will feel comforted. I'm hoping that they will find and feel the uniqueness and all the little things that made Africville special. I'm really hoping to change some of the narrative around Africville and also remind people of a time when things were simpler on some fronts and were better on other fronts in terms of how we communicated with each other and how we worked with each other.
Again, this display, you say, includes some structures, some buildings representing some of the key spaces, gathering spaces, and I guess some insight to life there. And how important is it for the Seaview United Baptist Church to be represented?
Well, the church community is important in all African Nova Scotian communities, just in terms of how they were situated, you know, in the center of the communities, and they were the center of everybody's thinking in terms of, you know, if there was any conversation to be had, that's where it happened, whether it was political or personal or spiritual, that was the main ground. So we do talk a little bit about that. What's really important is, you know, it's fashioned after the saying, take a walk or walk a mile in my shoes, right? Mm-hmm. So you get to sort of walk it as though you are in Africville and experience some different things, we hope.
And with this, as we say, starting tomorrow, you're getting set up there today. It's going to be there for the entire month. Do you get to be there for the whole thing, or are you there for just...
Oh, no.
Okay. All right.
No. So I'll be here tomorrow for the opening at 2 o'clock and throughout the day tomorrow. And throughout the month of February, people can travel in and out and come and see the exhibit and experience it. And it is a traveling exhibit, so it will be in different places throughout the year and into next year. But we hope that, you know, various parts of Nova Scotia get a chance to experience the exhibit. It's a little difficult because it has to have the space wherever it goes, so that makes it a little challenging. But, so we're looking forward to seeing all the different homes that it might have in the future. But we're so lucky to be starting off here in Stellarton at the Museum of Industry because, oh, my goodness, the amount of help and support that we've received from this museum is just second to none. And I have no doubt that it's even a better exhibit because we began here. So I'm very excited about that.
Well, we are for you as well, and we invite people, if they haven't made plans yet, they should. You can't go today, not set up yet, not till tomorrow.
That's right.
Walk Through Africville opens tomorrow. It's Tuesday, February the 4th, from 2 until 4, and then ongoing until the end of February.
That's correct.
For some of a generation, I'm almost 50, I'm sure that there are some firsthand memories. How well documented was life for the citizens of Africville?
Well, I think that, you know, there are a number of things that, you know, if you go to the CBC archives, if you go to the provincial archives, there are a number of really great references and things that were documented and held. But every day I'm constantly looking at ways of getting new voices into the conversation. Because as you know, of course, we're losing people, yearly, if not daily. And so we don't want to lose some of those memories that are captured in their mind. And as you may or may not know, what happens is usually people think that they don't have any information of value. So you ask them questions, they go, oh, they think everybody knows that bit of information,
yeah. But
they don't. So, I'm often, trying to find new ways of tapping in to those memories and that knowledge.
You know, I just happened across the Canadian Museum for Human Rights, and there's a picture of a woman in a store, Matilda Newman's store in Africville, a picture from 1964. And I can imagine that there are, you know, pictures like this in people's collections, and it's just a real, I guess, opportunity for us to learn more through others' lived experiences. So congratulations
for
that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you very much. And I hope everybody comes out. Come and enjoy it, bring your family, and just talk about it. It's a really important African-Canadian story, and so it's here to be enjoyed by as many people as possible.
Juanita, always a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You take care, and good luck, and have fun, and I'm sure it's going to be a great day tomorrow.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Juanita Peters,
okay, bye-bye.
Cheers. The executive director of the Africville Museum with the Industry Museum's exhibit, A Walk Through Africville, being set up today while we were talking with her on the phone in real time, live radio.